Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Investor sentiment seems a little shakier this Tuesday. It seems to be feeding into the mixed start for European markets at the moment. And investors are trying to take a pause and question whether or not rising yields and sky-high valuations mean it might be time to take a little bit of profit off the table. But there's also the concern of rising COVID-19 cases that have prompted lockdowns across certain major economies. In fact, in the United Kingdom, we do know that England and Scotland are going through a new set of renewed lockdowns to try and control the spread of a new strain of COVID-19 in those regions. Today on Money FM 89.3, we're pleased to be joined by Mr. Jamil Ahmad, the Director of Investment Strategy at Naga. He is actually based in London, in the United Kingdom, to share with us their overall outlook on how markets are faring and will fare in the next couple of weeks, and also his sentiments with regards to the ongoing lockdowns. Jamil, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3. Glad to hear you are still in good health out there in London, and welcome back to the show. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having Naga, and thank you for your good messages. It's very much something that we reciprocate as well on behalf of Naga to the listeners as well. And Happy New Year and a successful 2021 to all of you.
Yes, Happy New Year indeed, Jamil. So listen, let's start off first with the fact that lockdowns have been reenacted across England and Scotland. And given the fact that it's also happened just a couple of days into this post-Brexit world where the UK has left the European Union. When you take all of this, it seems to paint a bit of a grim picture for British markets and British society for the most part in the new year. Can you give us an idea firsthand of how life has been impacted, along with overall sentiment in the UK for general society and the markets, given these two events that seem like headwinds on the surface?
It's a difficult sandwich that you wouldn't particularly want to pick up for your own lunchbox. Essentially, things are very grim over here. It feels like time's just moving or not moving at all because people are just not going out. It's a very most cities and towns are very much a ghost town because these lockdowns are considered essentially strict. And people are also confused because the UK has essentially, apart from a two-month period, been in lockdowns since March, April 2020, but it's never really been able to escape it. Just last week, the UK had fatalities topping over 1,000 people very sadly each day on at least three occasions. And there are big warnings that things are going to get worse over the next 1 to 4 weeks before they hopefully come better because of the stricter lockdown conditions. So there's also an area where people are confused as towards what's happening and why the United Kingdom is not just in its second wave, it's pretty much a third wave now because things haven't really quietened down since the start anyway last year.
Right, and you know it's a very worrisome picture out there, and we hope that sooner rather than later that the United Kingdom can come up for air. But I will have to talk about the continued gains in markets that we saw at the start of this week, also compelling on the back of expected fiscal stimulus and the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. I know in the UK, despite the lockdowns, the rollout of implementing COVID-19 vaccines continues, and that perhaps provides a glimmer of hope for Great Britain. However, there are signs now the markets might be in a correction. We've seen slight pullbacks in recent sessions on the back of these high and stretched valuations. What is Naga's view on these valuations, and can the good times roll on, or will there be a correction in the offing, and if so, by how much?
So keeping with the UK topic just for a brief little sure. few seconds more. So the UK has now vaccinated over 2 million people, which is a very encouraging number. And you're right, it's a glimmer of hope because the vaccinations have only been in play now for just over 2 weeks. So we do hope that by the end of Q1, the majority of the country will at least have, well, the population that needs the vaccine will be given it by the end of Q1. So that should help brighten things up in Q2 onwards. And the UK markets will like that. But speaking generally, the pound, the FTSE 100 is not suggesting a very compelling picture right now because of negativities of lockdowns and economic prolongedness when it comes to double-dip recession risk. When it comes to global markets overall, generally speaking, I thought that global markets would sell off a lot more significantly than what they did following the unfortunate and regrettable events at the Capitol last week. And I think the only reason why they didn't do that was because Congress moved very fast to certify Joe Biden as the president of the United States coming into the inauguration on January 20th. And this has had markets, but there's still a lot of glamour and wishes from investors for more money to be poured into the systems from governments and central banks and authorities globally. And I don't think that's something that's going to come as fast as investors want. And I do think the risks of a correction over the coming weeks of 2021 are going to be high. And it's only going to take a very upbeat, a consistent narrative and a message of unity from Joe Biden when he's inaugurated in just over 1 week from now. This is what the markets will want to keep safe. Otherwise, I do think a correction is likely.
All right. We're listening to Mr. Jamil Ahmad, the Director for Investment Strategy at Naga here on Money FM 89.3. And, you know, the other theme that's really picked up in recent times, Jamil, I think we've talked about this in previous interviews, is this reflation trade that's also been highlighted by the sight of a steepening yield curve. Now, overall, this also it's also begun to lend surprising support to the U.S. dollar, with the greenback looking fairly firm in recent times. Now, given the recent strength of the U.S. dollar and some bets that perhaps a steepening yield curve will provide more support for the greenback, how might this impact Naga's outlook for both emerging markets and the broader FX space? Should the thesis, at least, of a continually softening U.S. dollar perhaps have to be revisited and in haste as we head deeper into 2021?
Yeah, I think I also take into account the medium and longer term view. If you look at how the dollar's performed over the past 3 months and also 6 months, it's pretty much on the same path of travel. There's not really that much of a difference in the direction. It just happens to be that we've seen a little bit of a bounce higher in the U.S. dollar during the first trading week of 2021. But that's just a correction, or exactly that, a short-term bounce. Generally speaking, most of the market, unless this pandemic does last far beyond the first half of 2021 in terms of not getting through the vaccines and so on, I think most of the market is still very much short in the dollar. And that is the most popular and crowded trade of 2021. And only something that we really don't want, and touch wood, it won't happen, is a prolonged of this pandemic. And this would last much longer. I think that's the only sort of strength for the U.S. dollar to continue its strength. Otherwise, it's a short-term thing.
Right. I wanted to pick up on one thing you mentioned there. The shorting the U.S. dollar is one of the most crowded trades in 2021. But if there is an event where we start to see the dollar continuing to flex for the most part, and could this actually cause some of these short-term traders to get caught, proverbially, with their pants down, for lack of a better scenario? And might this actually have a ripple that markets might need to prepare for if the worst happens? We've seen some of these short-term bets actually that turn sour cause ripples. Do you think a scenario could play out in the future should they actually get caught in that dilemma?
To use a football analogy, it would be an own goal. Okay. There's no doubts about that. It would be an own goal if the dollar does turn the corner and go down the other side of the pitch. Essentially speaking, it is a very crowded trade. It's a very short trade, and it's very difficult to find anyone, if you had a table of investors who said, I want to long and be positive on the greenback in 2021. In fact, that's not just contrarian, it's quite alien at this moment. But it's times like this where you also have to be very careful, because it only takes one large algorithm or one very large institution to go against the wave, and perhaps it will fight back some strength. I think if the U.S. dollar did continue to move above 92 to 94 on the dollar index, then maybe I would start to be a little bit more hesitant on my weaker greenback views. But at the moment, the dollar index is still around 90. I still think that it would hit below 90 over the coming weeks, and we should go towards 85 at some point before the summer, or maybe even Q3. So I'm not that concerned as of yet. But of course, if you're looking at asset prices that would be caught off guard by a surprise swoop for the U.S. dollar, you would look at emerging market currencies, from the South African rand to the Malaysian ringgit, Indonesian rupiah, and Indian rupee. But of course, if you look at the developed nations, there would be currency holders such as the euro and the British pound that would also be caught aside and by surprise as well from any strength in the U.S. dollar that would go beyond what we saw last week.
Right. And very quickly, Jamil, what about your outlook then on gold? If we start to see this, the U.S. dollar continue to maintain its gains at the gym, could gold actually get sapped? And I do want to posit this against the backdrop of gold actually rebounding today. And we're seeing spot prices up by about 1.1% at $1,863 a troy ounce. Conversely, if we start to see the dollar continue to gain and gold also gain, could this actually point at a potential reflight back to safe havens, where all safe havens tend to benefit in the face of a potential correction?
If I was looking at a commodity right now, I would prefer oil over gold, but sticking with gold for just this topic particularly, I think that we've seen over $100 decline in gold at the moment in 2021, which is significant, and we should see a little bit of a correction. Do you think that gold, if you look at the longer-term picture, you need to take away the all-time highs? There's still very strong historical levels for gold, but we need support from a whole different level of circumstances that we hope that we don't see in 2021, because all want a positive start. We don't want this pandemic to prolong any longer than absolutely what is essential, and hopefully we're already at the end game. We don't want any geopolitical conflicts. We don't want any political conflicts. We just want to get quite a steady life for all of us to enjoy globally. And I think those are the kind of themes that could detract investors away from this neutral bias on gold and try to entice some buying momentum. But generally speaking, and hopefully we don't see those fears prevail, and we should still see a little bit of more softness in the gold price over the medium term.
A return to normalcy is something everyone is hoping for in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, markets notwithstanding. Jamil Ahmad, Director of Investment Strategy at Naga, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3. I wish, as always, you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times, even in the new year. And we wish for a better 2021 ahead. Have a good morning, sir.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.